from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether we're very regimented people or very free and creative people, we have routines in life. And I think the routines in life really show up most for everybody when you roll out of bed. Think about it. Most of you probably do the exact same thing almost every morning when you get out of bed. There is a morning routine. And I'm not immune to that. The only thing that changes for me is what time that routine begins. Monday through Friday, it starts at 5:45. Saturday is more arbitrary because Saturday I try to turn the alarm clock off and just wake up whenever I wake up, which is usually around 5:45. But at least I know if I really wanted to, I could sleep in. And then Sundays I get up at 4:45. So this morning I get up and I do my 95-year-old man walk into the kitchen. I unload the dishwasher, turn the coffee maker on. When I'm done with the dishwasher, I get the coffee, get a yogurt, and then I take my 95-year-old walk over to the computer. Because like in the days of yore when people used to arise and sit at the dining room table or the kitchen table with a cup of coffee, they would do what? Read the newspaper. Well, I go to the computer. I check my email, I check the news of the night, and then I go on to Facebook to see what my friends who stay up late on Saturday night might be doing. The routine was no different today. The only difference was there was a post by a friend of mine about another friend, Donna. First met Donna probably about 15 years ago. Donna's the associate director of the National Youth Gathering. She's been doing that for 21 years. I met Donna not at a youth gathering, but actually at a trip to Bosnia, because she went along on one of the trips. She's an amazing woman. She just has a very gentle spirit and soul to her. She's very creative, very talented, smart as a whip. Of her many gifts, I guess the one is that she's a bit of a whisperer. You know, you have horse whisperers, and then you have Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, who's able to calm dogs down in all kinds of situations. Well, Donna, I think, is a people whisperer, because she has this ability to talk to people and to be able to calm them down, get them off the ledge, get them to think in a different way, get them to clear their minds in a bit. She's good that way. It's been a rough week. They say things come in threes. And I think in terms of what happened this week, we said goodbye to three people who pretty much were wrapped up into our second lesson, to our epistle lesson from 1 John, that weren't just about talking about things, talking about love, talking about being a Christian. They were people who lived it, people who did it. We said goodbye yesterday to Barbara Bush. I think she certainly was a person who put money where her mouth was and really kind of, as her role as a first lady and former first lady, went out of her way to make sure that she made a difference. We said goodbye to Vern. Vern Reamer was the guy who was the face of Living Water Refugee Resettlement. He was unabashed in terms of his zeal to be able to stand up for the little guy, which is funny considering Vern is the little guy. But he had a passion for sharing that love in very tangible ways, for reaching out to people. And this morning I found out that we said goodbye to Donna because she died last night. You know, these type of moments are difficult. I know it's difficult for this congregation to have said goodbye to Vern yesterday. And for me, it's difficult to say goodbye to Vern and to say goodbye to Donna. But they don't leave us. They might leave us in their bodily form, but they don't leave us in terms of what they've given us. They don't leave us in terms of what they've taught us. They don't leave us in terms of how they guide us and help us be the better angels that we can be. Because they are the type of people that set examples for us, that define life in a way that we might not be willing to define it, to challenge us in a way that we might not be willing to be challenged, to be able to step up and do those things that Christ has called us to do. You know, we sometimes delude ourselves in terms of being Christians that it's sort of this lovey-dovey huggy, well, we can't hug, but lovey-dovey sort of thing that goes on where we just go, ooh, I love you, and that's about it. But what Christ taught us is not about those sorts of things. It is about the tangible rubber hit the road, get your butt off the chair, and do something to make a difference in somebody's life. Stand up for the needs of somebody else. Be a person who helps. Be somebody who goes out into this world and changes the lives of somebody. Christ has set forth commandments for us. Not the Ten Commandments, the commandments of love. The commandments to be able to reach out and to love people in the world, to be able to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, house the homeless, be with people who are in the hospital, visit those who are in prison, embrace the stranger. Things that we don't want to do. Because it's icky. It's dirty. They're not people like us. It's a whole different group. But you know, Jesus was quite clear in terms of the commandments he placed before his disciples. Raise your hand if you're his disciple. That we, not the dead ones, we, are the ones who are called forth to be able to do this dirty work. To be able and go and mix with those people. To be able to go out and see that there is some equality brought into an unjust world. To see that we are used as tools of the gospel message of Jesus' love. Vern lived his life for that. The last thing that Vern did on behalf of this congregation was to set up a household for a refugee family. Donna lived her life for Christ in terms of being able to engage a whole group of people in Chicago and throughout the world, helping them to understand that being a Christian isn't just about saying the right words, it is about doing the right things. It is about stepping up and stepping out, about taking what God has blessed us with and utilizing those things to make a difference in the world. John tells us, little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Vern was a man of truth and action. Donna, even though you didn't know her, was a woman of truth and action. And I believe Barbara Bush was exactly that to this world, too. We are called to be people of truth and action. set forth in this world to be able to change this world, to be able to reach out, to be able to utilize everything that God has blessed us with. Because if we don't, then we just waste it all away. We waste the blessings. We waste the goodness. We waste everything that God has blessed us with. Vern never wasted a thing. And Donna certainly was a woman of truth and love. It's our call to action. It's our call to make a difference. In my mind, we've lost three legends. It's up to us now to pick up that mantle and to be the legends this world needs. Amen.